Page 80, Exercise 3, Dictation. You will hear the dictation three times. First, just listen. Molly and Ronnie were standing in line at a fast food restaurant when someone cut in line in front of them. They decided not to say anything because they didn't want any trouble. When Molly told Ronnie that lunch was on her, he first told her that he wanted to treat her. When she said no, he suggested that they split the check. She still said no, so she won. She treated him to lunch. While they were eating, they were talking about their friend Casey, who was taking a class to help him stop smoking. They were surprised when Casey walked in. He sat down and told them that he was doing pretty well so far, and that he had promised himself that he wouldn't end up being the only smoker in town. Now, as you listen, write the dictation. Molly and Ronnie were standing in line. At a fast food restaurant, when someone cut in line, in front of them, period. They decided not to say anything. Because they didn't want any trouble, period. New paragraph. When Molly told Ronnie that lunch was on her, comma, he first told her that he wanted to treat her, period. When she said no, comma, he suggested that they split the check, period. She still said no, comma. So she won. Dash. She she treated him to lunch. Period. New paragraph. While they were eating, comma, they were talking about their friend, comma. Casey, comma. Who was taking a class? To help him stop smoking. Period. They were surprised when Casey walked in, period. He sat down and told them that he was doing pretty well so far. And that he had promised himself that he wouldn't end up being the only smoker in town, period. Now, listen to the dictation again and check what you have written. Molly and Ronnie were standing in line at a fast food restaurant when someone cut in line in front of them. They decided not to say anything because they didn't want any trouble. When Molly told Ronnie that lunch was on her, he first told her that he wanted to treat her. When she said no, he suggested that they split the check. She still said no, so she won. She treated him to lunch. While they were eating, they were talking about their friend Casey, who was taking a class to help him stop smoking. They were surprised when Casey walked in. He sat down and told them that he was doing pretty well so far. and that he had promised himself that he wouldn't end up being the only smoker in town.